This week's parsha is Parshas Baaloisa. It also comes out, the Dapim, the sugyas of the Adlokas HaMenorah, comes out this week. It's also rare that it should happen before Shavuos, so many days in Parshas Baaloisa. We'll try as much as possible to talk about both, a combination of the Parsha Baaloisa that starts with Adlokas HaMenorah and the sugya that we're learning today and the last few days. Also, it's appropriate that there should be Parshas Baaloisa and the menorah before Chag Matan Teraseinu. It says, Aroitze Lachkim Yadrim, Simonich Menorah, Shulchan Betzofen, and Menorah Bedorim. Maybe we'll be able to talk about that later also. So the Gemara Daf Peites, the Gemara says, Shloisho mechzol menoiro, chatzilug lechol ner. That there's a midah of a chatzilug that you're moided today to put in each ner. Ner, when we're talking about ner, we're talking about the kli, that the shemen is inside of it. The Gemara says in Divrei Agoda, so the Gemara says in Daf Tzadik Ches, when the Gemara is talking about the eser menoiros, and then the Gemara goes on at the end, in Daf Tzadik Tes, the Gemara says, "Misav Rasulchan de Moshe Badayr of Yosef Loi, the Midli Leu Monachle, Misasilu Lididu Pote, Ketal Medayoshev Lifne Rabbe." The Gemara says that the Shulchan, the stem of the menorah, also was higher a little bit. That the floor went Beshipua a little bit, and comes out that the menorah of Moshe, or the Shulchan of Moshe, was. There was the five and five shulchanos opposite each other, rows, and then two rows of menorahs, five opposite five, and the Shulchan Moshe was like in between, opposite and in between, and higher a little than, it was like a head to them, like the Talmid Ayoshev Lifnei Rabbi. The menorahs and the Shulchan was Talmid Ayoshev Lifnei Rabbi. It's interesting in the Inyan of the Oron and the menorah that the Oron is Keser Torah. Munachas b'keron zovis koloroi tzelito liov v'yitor. Menorah is also connected chochma, connected the Torah. Torah. So, why the two things? What's the significance of the two things? Now it's man matan teraseinu, it's right to talk about it. So, it says, the Oron is munachas b'keron zovis, whoever wants could come, he's nidbak to the Oron, he's nidbak to the Torah, and he gets it. It's ki'ilu, almost without amelus. And even in fact, the Badim, the Meshech Chochma talks, the Badim is connected to Machzikei HaTorah, so they're there. They're without even Amelus, they just give the Kesef, the Torah, there. B'tzela Chochma, B'tzela Kesef. The menorah is connected to Amelus, you have to be, Oitzelach, Kim Yadrim, it should be Mispalo, Misha Chochma, Shaloi, Yadrim, and it'll get from the menorah. The menorah, you have to be Meitiv, and Mekaneach, and you have to light it. And that's the menorah that's connected the Torah to get it. That's Ketalmid Ayoshev Lifnei Rabbi. That you have to have a melus and shtag. And when you come to the dag of the Torah that comes from the menorah, so then the Ne'amarov is Poine Lifnei Hashem connected the Kodesh HaKodesh. And then you could go weiter into the Keren Zovis and take from the Keser Torah that's inside. It's Manyein that Dafka the menorah and the Oron, the Rambam says, all the kelim were l'orko shel bayis, and the aron and the menorah were l'rochbo shel bayis. So you see the shaychus between the two, that they were munach, they were different than the other kelim, that they were ben the roichav. It could be because the roichav is more the mokum, the mechitzas l'orech. There's even a madamar abud and erevin that a reshus ayochid is with two mechitzas. Two mechitzas l'orech is already a reshus ayochid, but it goes on and on. It doesn't have a mokum miyuchad. When you put a mechitza l'roichav, it's koveh the mokum more. It's one, a place different than the others, more than just with two mechitzas l'roichav. So memele, the mokum of the Torah is more when the roichav with the oron and the menorah.